This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
No human being after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after the prophets and messengers generally speaking, will ever be greater than Abu Bakr, the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He occupies a category of his own, a rank of his own that will never be surpassed by any human being till the end of time. But has the question of why ever crossed your mind? What was it that made him different from everyone else? Consider the fact that Abu Bakr was not as poor as, say, Abu Hurairah was or Abu Dharr was, yet Abu Bakr was still greater than them both. Furthermore, he was not tortured in the path of Islam like Khabbab ibn al-Arat was, or Bilal, or Sumayya, or Yasir. Yet Abu Bakr was still greater than all of them. He was not wounded either in the battles with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam like Talha was, or Abu Ubaidah was, or Khalid was, yet he is still greater than them all. He wasn't even martyred in the path of Islam like Umar was, or Uthman, or Ali, or Hamza, or Mus'ab. Yet in the eyes of Allah, he is greater than them all. So what is the secret that raised Abu Bakr to a level which surpassed every scholar and worshipper and warrior of his time and in the times to come? The mystery is solved by one of our predecessors, Bakr ibn Abdullah al-Muzani, who said, giving us the answer. He said, مَا سَبَقَهُمْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ بِكَثْرَةِ صَلَاةٍ وَلَا صِيَامٍ وَلَكِنْ بِشَيْءٍ وَقَرَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. He said it wasn't abundant prayer and abundant fasting which raised Abu Bakr over all others. No, he says it was because of something that had settled inside of his heart. This is what raised him to the number one position. It was something inside. See, we are all aware that iman, faith, is made up of several components, right? Number one, speech with the tongue. Number two, actions with the limbs. Number three, certainty within the heart. Now, the overwhelming majority of us have focused almost entirely on the outward manifestations of iman, the actions of the limbs, without putting any real emphasis on the essence of these actions, the actions of the heart, the soul, the spirit of these actions. And this brings about very frail religiosity that is constantly prone to failing. Allow me to explain. See, every act of worship has an outward appearance and it has a lub, meaning an essence. For example, the outward appearance of salat, prayer, is what? Standing and bowing and prostrating. But what is the lub? The essence, it is something called khushu', inner humility to Allah. That's the essence of it. Similarly, Hajj, what's the outward appearance of it? Circumambulation around the Kaaba, standing at Mount Arafah, throwing of the pebbles, so on. But what is the lub, the essence of Hajj? It's ta'zeemu sha'irillah, the glorification of Allah and the symbols of Allah. The outward appearance of du'a is the raising of the hands and calling upon Allah for something you want and need. But what is the essence of it? It's that sense of iftiqar, that sense of humility and desperation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, fasting has an outward appearance, abstaining from food and drink and other nullifiers of fasting. But what is the essence of fasting? This was answered by Allah in the Quran explicitly when He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa, cautiousness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, that is the essence of fasting. A third of Ramadan has almost passed. So measure your success so far according to this ayah that you just heard, speaking about the essence of Ramadan so that you may be cautious of Allah. Measure your success against it. Is my heart still latched onto certain sinful habits till now? Is my heart not letting go of shady conversations behind closed doors? Is my heart still not getting better at resisting laziness? Is my heart finally losing interest in impermissible sources of money? Is my heart now allowing the hijab its proper place in my life? Most importantly, is my heart intending to keep up this good standard of worship? After Ramadan, this is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Assess your success so far this Ramadan by taking a very deep look inside, within. What am I looking like inside? Because after all, taqwa, cautiousness of Allah resides here. And taqwa is what stands between a person and sins. And taqwa was Abu Bakr's hallmark. And taqwa is the purpose of your fast.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.